This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
وأوحينا إلى أم موسى أن أرضعيه فإذا خفت عليه فألقيه في اليم ولا تخافي ولا تحزني إنا رادوه إليك وجاعلوه من المرسلين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفمن وعدناه وعدا حسنا فهو لاقيه كمن متعناه متاع الحياة الدنيا ثم هو يوم القيامة من المحضرين. صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we concluded verse 60, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that this world is temporary and transitory. And I briefly touched on one hadith and then we did not complete it. And that is when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in his fatal illness and Fatima radiallahu anha observed the pain, the agony upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And she said, "Wa karba abata, wa karba abata." It is so painful, so heartbreaking to see the pain and the agony of my respected dad. And of course, her dad was the greatest human, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And what did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam say? Laysa ala abiki karabun ba'da al-yawm. Laysa ala abiki karabun ba'da al-yawm. O Fatima, be rest assured, there will be no pain, no agony, no stress, no discomfort, no uneasiness for your dad after today. So for those that are in illness, daily you have to monitor your sugar or your blood pressure or your cholesterol, or there is visual impairment or hard hearing or physical disability, and you say it's so challenging. And yes, indeed, and may Allah make it easy for you, and may Allah grant shifa to one and all. But surely, my brother and surely, my sister, a day will come where all this pain and all this agony will end. And that is the next life. Now this eyes will be sighted, the ears will hear. Provided, of course, we obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if a person lived a life of sin and transgression, then though he might be sighted in this world, وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى, Allah says he will be resurrected blind on the day of Qiyamah. قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. And he would object by saying, "Oh my Lord, why have you resurrected me blind when I was sighted in this world?" And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reply by saying, "Qala kadhalika atatka ayatuna fanasitaha wa kadhalika al-yawma tunsa." Well, you acted blind to my verses in this world, so today you will be left in this condition. Ikhsa'u fiha wa la tukallimun. Don't even ask for any grace or respite. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِي يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ فَاتَّخَذْتُمُوهُمْ سِخْرِيًا. You mocked, you scoffed, you laughed at the believers. So, for those who live a noble, a righteous, an upright life, whatever the difficulties of this world are, surely it will come to an end. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. The reward of Allah is better and everlasting. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ. Whatever you have will end. Mufti Shafi'a rahimahullah writes under this ayah in chapter 16 in Surah An-Nahl, مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ. Whatever you have will end. Your relationships, your bonds, your connections would also end. Aisha radiallahu anha had lost her brother Abdul Rahman. And then when she came from Medina to Mecca to perform Hajj, and then she stood at the grave of her brother Abdul Rahman. And then she sang those few couplets, وَكُنَّا كَنَدْمَانَي جَذِيمَةَ حِقْبَةً مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ حَتَّى قِيلَ لَنْ يَتَصَدَّعَ فَلَمَّا تَفَرَّقْنَا كَأَنِّي وَمَالِكَ لِطُولِ اجْتِمَاعٍ لَمْ نَبِتْ لَيْلَةً مَعَا.
So this Abdurrahman ibn Abi Mulaika makes mention of the narration. It appears in Tirmidhi, and of course it's in Mishkat as well in the first volume. There was this king who had two ministers, and these two ministers, were together and inseparable. حَتَّى قِيلَ لَنْ يَتَصَدَّعَا. People said they will never part ways. But at some point, one had to pass on, and the other had to live. And when the other continued living, he said, now that I've, continued with my life and adapted to my life, at times I feel like I had never met this man before. And that's the nature of life. فَلَمَّا تَفَرَّقْنَا كَأَنِّي وَمَالِكَ لِتُولِجِتِ مَاعٍ لَمْ نَبِتْ لَيْلَةً مَعَا. So مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ. You can be so close to a person, so attached to a person. But this is this world. It's short, it's brief, it's transitory. It ends, you have to part ways. When Sulaiman ibn Abdul Malik or someone, one of the rulers had asked, Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah regarding a palace and a home that he had built. He said, what's your opinion? He said, هذا سرور لولا أنه غرور ونعيم لولا أنه عديم وملك لولا أنه هلك وفرح لو لم يعقبه ترح ولذات لو لم تقترن بآفات وكرامة لو صحبتها سلامة. It's just amazing. You have to comprehend this in Arabic. You can thrill yourself with this house, but remember its beauty is temporary. It's a source of happiness, but at some point either the home will be taken away from you or you will be taken away from it. You can be excited if you are guaranteed that no hardship will come upon you. And obviously none of the above can be secured. So the message is focus on akhirah, that is everlasting. The pleasure of sin ends. The pleasure of sin ends, but the consequences never end. So you indulge in a wrong, you get that excitement and that thrill for a short stint, but the consequences, besides the regret, the internal misery, the depression, etc., and the punishment and the misery of that continues. Verse 61, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَمَنْ وَعَدَنَاهُ وَعْدًا حَسَنًا. A person to whom we have made a noble promise, and that refers to the believer, and the noble promise, of course, is Jannah. وَيُبَشِّرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا حَسَنًا. And what is that? رُؤْيَةُ الْمَوْلَى وَمُشَاهَدَةُ اللَّهِ بِلَا حِجَابٍ. Right? For the believers would be Jannah, and in Jannah, the pinnacle, the height, the ecstasy, the euphoric moment would be when the dwellers of Jannah would be privileged with the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah asks a question, and the answer is obviously understood. أَفَمَنْ وَعَدْنَاهُ وَعْدًا حَسَنًا. A person for whom a noble promise has been made, that is a believer for whom there is Jannah. أَفَمَنْ وَعَدْنَاهُ وَعْدًا حَسَنًا فَهُوَ لَاقِيهِ. فَهُوَ مُدْرِكُهُ. And surely he will be given that promise. It's not like it's a promise and it wouldn't be delivered upon. So many people say, I worked here, I was given these promises only to discover it was false, it was untrue. I was promised a bonus check, I was promised some added perks, etc., and I got nothing. فَهُوَ لَاقِيهِ. That Jannah will come to him inevitably. Allah refers to those who will enter Jannah in the Quran as they have entered Jannah, meaning the entry of the pious is so definite, consider it done. وَأُدْخِلَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ. And the believers have been entered. أُدْخِل, they have been entered. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. And the pious have arrived as a delegation before Allah, and the doors of Jannah have been opened up for them, flung open. Futihat abwabuha, meaning it will happen, but its occurrence is so certain that Allah references it with a past tense. Fahuwa laqihi kamam matta'nahu mata' al-hayati dunya. Can he be equated to the person who has been given temporary pleasure in this world, and he indulges in it, he immerses himself into it with no limitations and no restrictions. He considers it the be-all and the end-all. Just party, just indulge, just enjoy. There's no limitations of gender, of food, of drinks, of restrictions, of parties, of raves, any, just do whatever you want to. كَمَمْ مَتَّعْنَاهُ مَتَاعَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا ثُمَّ هُوَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ. And then on the day of Qiyamah, he will be amongst those who will be presented as a criminal, as a perpetrator, as an oppressor, as a sinful person, and then he would be hurled into hell. So can these two be equal? Surely not. Verse 61, they definitely cannot be equal. The former who lived the noble life, and this is the beauty of Islam. As much as Islam has impressed upon us that the real life is the latter, Islam has allowed us moderate indulgence in this world. So Allah hasn't denied us our needs and necessities. Allah has regulated it. Yes, you can eat, but eat like this. Yes, you can drink, but drink like this. Yes, you have a human need and you need to marry, but marry like this here. Yes, you need to clad yourself, but dress yourself like this here. So that's the beauty of Islam. Though the actual place of a believer is the Akhirah, but Allah hasn't denied you moderate. قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَ لِعِبَادِهِ. Who has denied the believer the adornment of this world? قُلْ هِيَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا خَالِصَةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The key word, like we always say, أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Do not be attached to this world to an extent that it becomes more beloved to you than Allah. So loving it is fine, but it mustn't be more beloved. So on the other hand, you have this person who's just living a happy life and indulging, no limitations. You say, oh, look at him. He doesn't have to consider halal and haram. Or he can chit-chat with anyone. Or there's nothing like mahram. Or he doesn't have to restrain his gaze. Or he can eat on the flight. He can eat in any restaurant. He can dine anywhere. He can chit-chat with anyone. Any deal that is presented to him, interest is of no consequences to him. Everything is fine. ثُمَّ هُوَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ. But then on the day of Qiyamah, he will be presented as a criminal. Allamash, and then, of course, the consequences. Chapter 50, Surah Qaf, Juz 26, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلْقِيَا فِي جَهَنَّمَ كُلَّ كَفَّارٍ عَنِيدٍ. And then the angels will hurl him and drop him into hell. So a person who was in total indulgence, the outcome of which is eternal destruction. Can you really envy such happiness? Can you really, I mean, you've seen someone who's just eating away, and then, you know what, no limits, he doesn't worry, and next best thing you see, you know what, he had cardiac arrest, or his sugar is gone very high, or he had some other medical complications. Would you envy the lot of such indulgence? Surely not. Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani says, it's like a person who's dreaming. He's dreaming that he's a king. And you know what? He has a throne. And this is his empire. And this is his dominion. And he's moving around freely and merrily in his palace. And when his eyes open up, there are two wardens. There are two warriors. There are two police individuals standing there who apprehend him, who intercept him, who handcuff him, who shackle him and take him. Can you say, hey, you know what, you're so lucky, you had a lovely dream, man. Oh, I didn't have a good dream. That was such a fulfilling dream. Obviously not. That dream was so short-lived, and it was just temporary, and it just gave you a little thrill for a bit. But when your eyes opened up, you faced reality. النَّاسُ نِيَامٌ إِذَا مَا تُنْتَبَهُ. People are sleeping. When they pass on, they will actually get up. Verse 62, وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ. And remember the time, وَيَوْمَ, on that day, يُنَادِيهِمْ, when Allah will call out to these people. فَيَقُولُ, Allah will ask them, سُؤَالُ تَوْبِيخٍ, as Allama Nasafi says, to reproach them, to admonish them, to chastise them. أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِي. So where are my supposed partners and associates, whom you had ascribed partners to me? So there's nothing more deplorable, despicable, detestable in the eyes of Allah than shirk. Inna shirka la zulmun azim. Sayyidina Luqman told his son, this is a major offense. This is a great crime. So Allah will ask, Aina shuraka'i, where are my supposed partners and associates? Alladhina kuntum taz'umuna shuraka'i, who you alleged and claimed that these are the partners of Allah. مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. This is what they alleged and this is what they claimed in Surah Al-Saba, that we are worshipping them because they will bless us with proximity to Allah. So where are these supposed gods? ويوم يناديهم فيقول أين شركائي الذين كنتم تزعمون. Verse 63. So the question will be focused to the worshippers, those who worship. But the leaders who misled these people, they will respond. Because automatically the leaders, a'immatul kufr, or shayateen, as the scholars say, the devils, the demons, and the leaders of disbelief, they would realize that this pressure is going to be deflected and it would be directed to them. So when these individuals, abideen and tabi'een, right? And the Quran speaks about it in many places. The worshippers and the followers will be asked, so where's Allah will say, where's my supposed gods that you claimed and alleged? And the leaders of disbelief will realize that they're going to deflect this question. And they're going to say, Ya Allah, it's this person. He misled me. He told me. So before they direct that question, the leaders themselves will respond. And that is verse 63. قَالَ الَّذِينَ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلِ. Those people upon whom the decree had been passed. And what is the decree? The decree of their destruction. The decree that Allah said, لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ, that hell will be filled with humans and jinn. And those people in whose fate and in whose destiny entry into hell had been decreed because of their transgression, meaning the leaders, أَئِمَّةُ الْكُفْرِ, they would say, رَبَّنَا هَؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ أَغْوَيْنَا. Oh Allah, these people, we misled them. But before they accuse us anything more than that, أَغْوَيْنَاهُمْ كَمَا غَوَيْنَا. We misled them as just as we went astray. So we invited them to wrong and they obliged, they acceded, they complied. So, يعني ربنا هؤلاء الذين أغويناهم بلا إجبار وإكراه, without any duress, without compelling them, without forcing them, سولنا لهم الغية, سول لهم الشيطان, right? So we decorated, we told them we're doing it. So you know, sometimes youth get involved into wrong, and then the next day some senior comes to know, and then they are apprehended and summoned, and then now suddenly everybody wants to pass the buck on. And he says, no, actually, you know what? He told me. So the other one is like, wait, hang on. I told you because you asked me where I'm going. It's not like I told you, hey, leave what you're doing and come and join me. So let's clear the air. You asked me where I'm going. And I said, yeah, I'm going to an evil place as an example and an analogy. And then you said, can I hop in? And I said, okay, if you want to come, by all means, each man for himself, you run your own risk. So don't make it sound like I am responsible for your deviation. رَبَّنَا هَؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ أَغْوَيْنَا. Oh, our Lord, we misled them. أَغْوَيْنَاهُمْ كَمَا غَوَيْنَا. We misled them like how we went astray. تَبَرَّأْنَا إِلَيْكَ. تَبَرَّأْنَا إِلَيْكَ. Oh, my word. Oh, Allah, in your presence, we announce our disassociation from them. We are absolved of them totally. مَا كَانُوا إِيَّانَا يَعْبُدُونَ. They surely did not worship us at all. Now, can you imagine the anger and the rage, the frustration and the disappointment that you are following someone and this person is giving you assurance, I'll cover your back, I stand responsible for you. And then when you get exposed and you get implicated, and now, you know what, you've been unmasked, and now the camera is on you, and you want to point fingers to the person liable, but before you can do it, he stands out and says, listen, I got nothing to do with him. I don't know him from a bar of blue soap. So he did the wrong. He led you. He misled you. He thrilled you. He deceived you. He promised you, whatever it is. And when it came to crunch time, he launched you. وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا. Yes. In Surah Furqan, Allah says, and the devil is a deserter. So khadala in Arabic means tarkun nusra, to abandon, to help someone. إِن يَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. If Allah helps you, then nobody can overpower you. And وَإِن يَخْذُلْكُمْ وَإِن يَتْرُكْ نُسْرَتَكُمْ. And if Allah does not help you, then who can help you? So Allah says the devil is a deserter. at the crunch time, on the day of Qiyamah, he will back off and he will disassociate. And likewise, these leaders. In fact, the followers will say, Rabbana ha'ula'i adalluna. Oh Allah, these people misled us. Fa'atihim adhaban di'fan minan nar. Oh Allah, double their punishment. And Allah will say, Qala li kullin di'fun. There is double punishment for the followers and the leaders. Walakin la ta'lamun, but you don't know. May Allah save us from the horror of that day. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Fatima, O my daughter Fatima, ask me for anything that you want here. La ughni anki min Allahi shay'a. On the day of Qiyamah, you will stand and you will have to face your own reckoning. Of course, she would receive the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but that is the intensity and the severity of the day of Qiyamah. May Allah grant us all the ability to prepare for that day, and may He make us amongst those fortunate people who will be granted Jannah at the first instance. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.